April 13, 1932. The human nature that lets itself be dominated by the divine will, its field of action and flowery earth. How the divine will possesses the inseparability. I am always in the arms of the divine will, like a child clasped in the arms of the mama, who holds me so clasped in its arms of light, that it does not let me see, hear, and touch anything but the divine will alone. And I thought to myself, oh, if I were free from the prison of my body, my flights would have been more rapid in the fight. I would have known even more, I would have done one single act with it. But it seems to me that my human nature makes me make interruptions, as if it would place the obstacles, and makes it difficult for me to always run in the divine will. But while I thought this, my divine teacher Jesus, visiting my little soul, said to me, "Blessed daughter, you must know that one who lives in my divine will has the virtue of keeping ordered the nature of the creature, and instead of being an obstacle, it gives help in order to be able to complete more acts of divine will. Rather, it serves as earth to the flowers, that lends itself to form the beautiful flowerings that almost hide and cover it with the variety of their beauty, to which the sun communicates the variety of the most beautiful colors and makes them brilliant with its light. If it were not for the earth, the flowers would lack a place in order to form their life to be able to be born and make their beautiful appearance. And the sun would not have where and to whom to communicate the display of its beautiful colors and of its pure sweetnesses. Such is the human nature for the soul who lives in my divine will. It is as fecund and pure earth, that lends itself to giving the field of action and to letting her form not only the beautiful flowerings, but to make as many suns come out for however many acts as she does. My daughter, it is an enchantment of beauty to see the human nature that lives in my divine will covered and hidden as under a meadow of flowers, all invested by the most resplendent light. The soul by herself could not have been able to form so many varieties of beauty. While united she finds the little crosses, the necessities of life, the variety of circumstances, now sorrowful, now cheerful, that as seeds serve as sowing in the earth of the human nature, so as to form its flowery field. The soul does not have earth, and could not produce any flowering. On the other hand, united with the body, oh! How many beautiful things it can do! Even more because this human nature was formed by me, I molded it part by part, giving it the most beautiful form. I can say that I did as the divine craftsman, and I place such mastery there, that no one else can reach me. So I loved him. I still see the touch of my creative hands impressed on the human nature, therefore it is also mine, it pertains to me. Everything is in the complete accord, nature, soul, human and divine will. When there is this, that nature lends itself as earth, the human will is in the act of receiving the life of the divine will in her acts, she lets herself be dominated in everything, nor does she know anything else in all her things than my will alone as life, actor, bearer, and conservator of everything. Oh! Then everything is holy, everything is pure and beautiful. My fiat remains over her with its brush of light in order to perfect her, divinize her, and spiritualize her. Therefore your human nature cannot be an obstacle to the flights in my will. Rather, your volition can be for you an obstacle in which you must always have the aim of not giving it life. But from your earth there is nothing to fear. If it has received, it gives what it has received. Indeed, it gives even more, and changes the seed into flowers, into plants, and into fruits. And if it has not, it remains in its mute silence, and it remains as sterile earth. So I thanked Jesus for his beautiful lesson, and I felt myself all contented that my human nature could not harm me, rather it could help me in making the life of the divine will grow in my soul. And I continued my rounds and flights in its acts. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, my divine will possesses the inseparability from all its acts and effects, as much if it works alone in itself and outside of itself, as if it works in the creature or the creature works in it, or else in order to carry out what my divine will wants. In this way of working, it places of its own and retains them as its acts and its property, inseparable from it. Now, if the creature lives in my divine will, these acts render themselves common property of the one and the other. If then, she makes some exits, she loses her first rights that these acts had been done in our house. And then the substance, the life of the act, the sanctity, the beauty, the prerogatives that are needed in order to be able to form one act of ours, has been put forth by our divine volition. The creature has done nothing other than assist and concur with her will to operate together with ours. But of the substance, she has given us nothing of hers. Therefore, if she keeps living in our volition, she commands together. If she escapes, with justice she touches nothing. But if she re-enters, she reacquires the right of commander. But there is a great difference between the one who lives in my divine will and works together, and one who, not living in it, follows and fulfills in the circumstances what my fiat wants. This one takes in her act my will limited, and as she finishes the act, so it remains. It does not go on anymore. And although even these acts are inseparable from it, yet one sees that these acts do not have the continuous operation. Limited they took my divine will, and limited they remained. On the other hand, one who lives and works in it, her act acquires the incessant act of continually operating. These will always be agents in my fiat, they will never lose the attitude, that is, the operation of my volition, because it never ceases, such are the acts of the creature rendered. Therefore, I want you always in my fiat, if you want to take it not limited, and as by drop, but as cease, in a way as to remain so filled, that you will not touch or see anything other than my divine will. Fiat.